Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What is the age where you look down and go, huh, I cut myself, and have no clue?
That happens all the time.
But is it more? Well, yeah, no, I remember that happening in the 20s, when I was in my 20s.
My daughter will like, how'd you get that bruise?
Oh. I think for kids, for sure.
Yeah.
Because you are flailing around life.
You have no clue.
Right? Yeah. You're a tornado. You're a Tasmanian devil.
Mm-hmm.
But at my slower pace.
You would think you'd know.
Somehow from when I got up this morning to when I left the bathroom, I have a cut on my hand and I do not know how in the world it happened.
Well, you touched a few sheets of paper. Did you get crazy with the paper?
Don't feel like I got that crazy with the paper, but maybe.
But it didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt in the moment, which is why it's also more startling when you look down and then all of a sudden you see blood.
How much blood are we talking here? Do I need to go get the first aid kit?
I'm fine.
Ben, run! Get the kit!
I'm fine. Let me look. I'm wearing a Band-Aid. It's bleeding through the Band-Aid.
What the heck did you do?
I see.
Eric.
What?
Why is this happening?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get Ben on this. We're going to need first aid in here.
What is that going to entail?
I don't know. But as a former Boy Scout.
Is he going to blow on it?
Producer Ben,
a former Boy Scout.
Yes, he is.
Is he going to tourniquet my hand?
He's going to take care of you. He's going to be very gentle. He's going to talk you through it.
I got to raise it above my heart.
Uh-huh.
That's all I remember.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All I know is I'm going to go to Go Red for Women with some extra red.
Appropriate. So thank you for being on
You're
theme.
You're welcome.
Yes.
It just worries me that I didn't feel it happen, and then I have no recollection of anything in my morning routine where it would have happened.
That is kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
That you can do that. As much as you have currently bled through the first Band-Aid, what the heck, man? You had to have noticed that.
It is. Also, it's my hand, which gets a lot of blood anyway, right?
Yeah.
It's a very active.
It's busy. Yeah.
Appendage. Yeah. So
I
don't know.
Did you slam it in a car door?
No.
You have to have been seriously maimed.
I realize
it's
that.
It's like an awkward, and it's your hand, right? The hands are moving all the time.
Yes.
And it's in a weird spot, so the Band-Aid doesn't quite sit on there.
It's kind of from my knuckle to near my thumb of my index finger. It's just, it looks like a paper cut, a long paper cut. But it cut deep, man.
It's a long, deep paper cut.
Yeah, that's my best guess.
Yikes.
And yeah, the Band-Aid's barely holding on because it's at a weird angle.
Okay.
So,
proceed
I don't know.
Proceed with caution.
I will.
Take care of you.
I will. Let me know if I'm looking pecked.
Will do.
A little lightheaded, if
I'll
you will.
I'll get Ben in here with the smelling salts.
He is prepared.
I know.
As a former Boy Scout, Cub Scout. He's
I'm
ready
glad
to go.
That he did 2 days in Boy Scouts, so we are ready for this moment.
Boy, he and I went through about the same program. I got the hell out of there. That wasn't my scene.
It was not.
Not my scene at all. Well, pray for me.
I will. Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Both. And Maine.
The great state of Maine?
The great state of Maine. A large healthcare system in Maine is having to apologize to people. They sent letters to 531 patients in hospitals and at their clinics. And the letter told the people that they are dead.
No!
You get a letter telling you that you are, what?
When I got invited to my first, you know, how to plan for your funeral letter, it does put things in perspective.
It does.
I've never received a sorry, you're dead letter.
The letters express condolences and included information on how their next of kin could resolve their estates.
But it's addressed to the dead party?
But it's to you. It's a nonprofit called Maine Health, and the spokesperson says that there was... Thank you.
There you go.
There was an error in their computer system. It kind of like, all right, and then computer thought it was doing the right thing. It was doing the wrong thing.
But maybe the computer knows something.
Computers are trying to kill you in Maine.
I would track that group of 500 people for the next 5 years.
Yes.
Compared to the general population of Maine.
Do they die sooner?
Do they die sooner?
What is happening?
Do you think somebody's going to sue because of like emotional well-being?
I don't know if you have a leg there. They did sincerely apologize. You know,
no
as you
kidding.
Should. You have to. I regret to inform you that you are dead.
Dead.
What?
To whom it may concern.
What?
You're
the,
dead.
The Beetlejuice waiting room is that?
That is so crazy.
Yeah. So they're real sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Whoops, it's a whoopsie doodle. Every once in a while, you have them.
Hey, our bad.
That's a big one. Big one.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
My mind is a beehive of activity. I don't know why. November just always happens like this. It gets so busy so fast. We've got a major event that we're hosting for the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance next week. So I'm kind of thinking about those things in the back of my mind. We've got a luncheon with the Go Red for Women luncheons this week. My anniversary is coming up next week, and I need to get ready for that as well. It's just like buzz, buzz, buzz. But honestly, we created this segment because of that moment when you get a song stuck in your head. And despite all of these things that I'm thinking about going through my mind, the number one thing bubbling to the top would be Tootsie Roll. For no reason, that song, I'm just Tootsie Roll, and I'm driving in.
Did you wake up with that in your brain this morning?
Don't know where it came from, but yeah, I Tootsie Roll. Okay.
I think that's good, though.
I hope so.
It's letting the front part of your brain not care about anything because the back part's a little busy right now.
I am stressed. I know that I'm stressed. I know that I'm thinking through a lot of different things and putting things together, but it's just a song, you know? No presh. Just, you know, dance your way through it.
What if you've cracked the code to, like, writer's block?
Is that it?
To solving world peace.
Don't worry about it. Just
get
sing.
Two people in a room and just listen to this.
Specifically this song.
Oh, it is 69 Boys Tootsie Roll.
Thank you. I'm like, I don't even remember who sings it.
You might end the government shutdown with
this.
Let's
go, guys. Republicans, Democrats, get in one room and let's dance, baby.
Let's go. Let's just
let's
dance
sing
it out.
Those Tootsie Rolls.
Let's figure it out. You're coming to my house tonight. Shannon's having something that is called a trucker hat party. Have you ever been to one of these before?
My first trucker hat party.
The way it's been explained, and I understand it, is somebody's coming in with however many guests worth of blank trucker hats and then the appropriate things to add to them. So everybody's trucker hat when they leave is going to be personalized and it's going to look different.
Nice.
So this is going to be a house full of Shannon's friends.
Mm-hmm.
Roland, and then the question is, me and Memphis is in town with her husband, Justin.
Okay.
Do we stay or do we go? We've been offered bartending roles.
Oh, I was going to ask. I'm like, you were just talking yesterday about hosting and being the bartender and keeping the fire.
So I would gladly make a fire. I would gladly bartend. But at some point, I don't think she wants us there.
You have to read the room.
This is the same, like when I was a little kid, my parents had like all their friends over to play cards.
Yeah.
You want to be in that room because you're not supposed to be in that room.
You kind of want to show everybody your new dance.
A little bit.
Yeah. You and your cousins came up with a lip sync.
I can floss.
Yeah.
Right? I want to show.
Look at this. Look what I'm doing. No, I know exactly what's going on.
You know that mode.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So, should I just make plans now to not be in the house? Is that the right call?
I don't want to get
this one wrong.
It would be really nice to welcome the guests, maybe start people off with a drink and be like, sorry, gotta go.
Here's my job. You're right. We will take coats. Heck, we could park cars.
Yeah.
We could valet.
Valet.
We could valet.
Yes.
But then we're going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a couple drinks ourselves, and we will not be in a condition to get your car back to you.
Wait a second. Worst valet ever.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Effective today, Thursday, November 6th, and tomorrow, the First Avenue Bridge will be closed downtown Cedar Rapids.
Good to know, but I'm afraid it's part of that routine.
You will approach it, and you will go, damn it.
Not again.
They're testing the flood wall system on both sides, the gates.
Which absolutely must do.
Yes. That is a two-day test. So today and tomorrow, detours will be posted. We know the finalists for the president of Iowa State University. Benjamin Holton was on campus yesterday. Benjamin is the dean of the College of Agriculture at Cornell University. No, the New York one.
Wow.
Today, the president of South Dakota State University, David Cook, is on campus.
Wow.
I don't have a horse in this race, but my money is on Cook.
Really?
He's a native of Ames.
Oh.
And he got his undergraduate degree at Iowa State.
Well, that even does look good.
Now we know why the other two people dropped out, right?
Oh, forget it.
At this point, Benjamin's holding on.
Yeah,
He's like, I got a shot.
We've got like fancy schmancy Cornell.
Yes.
And then we got the guy who actually went here.
Like, I think David Cook may show up today on campus in overalls, right? Wouldn't be surprised.
Could if he wanted to.
Board of Regents will meet Tuesday.
He would wear his Iowa State overalls.
Yeah, he'll wear his striped overalls.
That's a good look.
He'll have a ray gun shirt on.
Yes, obviously.
He'll have a Bush latte. He's set.
He shows up with a
beer in hand. I'm the student's president. That's the way to do it.
You get the student vote, you are golden.
You're golden. The Regents will actually interview both of them one more time on Tuesday, and then we'll know who will be picked to replace Wendy Winterstein, who is retiring in January. Wrapping up the buzz, what's got us feeling all right? The response and outpouring for charity in our community cannot be understated. And an area nonprofit, which, by the way, is known for hosting multicultural international events every year in the summer, is organizing a Zumba-thon.
Zumba?
To raise money for Jamaica.
Aerobic dance?
Hurricane Melissa decimated that island. So Zumbathon for Relief, Dance with Purpose, is organized by Yenko Let's Go. Yenko, you know, for hosting international multicultural festivals every year. It is tomorrow, starting at 5:30 in the afternoon at Nubo City Market. Anybody can take part for free. They just ask for a non-perishable food donation, raffle prizes, giveaways, fun music. They want to see you there.
That's awesome.
Zumbathon. Tomorrow, Nubo, 5:30. Big outpouring of support for those impacted by Hurricane Melissa. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It's kind of like Inception at this point because we are ripping off Oprah's favorite things, but now it feels like she's ripping off our favorite things because we're doing a Favorite Things live show in Marion, giving away some of the fine products that you can find as you're shopping this holiday season in Marion.
Yeah, that's coming up on November 25th. It's a win your way in. We'll talk about it through the morning.
Right.
But tell me more about the OG Oprah's Favorite Things. I didn't know she was still doing this.
You kind of put it on the back burner when you don't have a big live show and you give away all of the actual products like the Morning Scramble is doing.
That's right, friends.
There's no live product giveaway, but an announcement that Oprah has announced her Favorite Things, a holiday gift giving guide. It contains way too many things for her to have actually tried. By the way.
Oh, you think so?
I do think so. There's different categories. There's style, you know, clothing and such as cozy things, comfy blankies.
And such as?
Travel accessories, stuff for families and kids, foods, home decor, wellness things, beauty, like different product categories.
I mean, it's a big gift guide.
Right.
This is about the time these all, you know, major magazines put them out this time of year.
Yes.
I usually go to one or two and I'm like, what to get Greg?
But there's some really good inspiring stuff,
yeah.
and actually affordable things, you know, a pair of slippers, some really nice cashmere socks. But they've got some really nice things on there, too, if you got a big budget.
Wealthy, expensive stuff?
$2,000 espresso machine.
What?
$700 indoor pizza oven.
Double what?
I also...
Although both, I'm slightly interested because I love both.
I love both of those. She's good at this, okay? She has some really good gift-giving ideas. Like,
I'm now justifying in my head, if I stopped buying coffee and would make it all at home, is it worth $2,000?
It could.
Right?
Absolutely could. She also has, you know, at least one absurd item that's a little bit like, a $60 pair of anti-fog reading glasses for the shower.
Huh?
Huh? What? Why?
What are you bringing in to read in the shower?
The conditioner bottle, if you have like a hair mask.
I didn't even consider that.
What are the directions?
The Kindle?
It's for a very specific person.
A laminated book?
What are you reading in the shower?
Your hair care products.
That
clearly
is the only thing I could think of.
That makes total sense.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop released their holiday gift guide too.
Yeah.
And it has six more things that vibrate than Oprah's does. So she's got a little bit more of a kinky
list. Do I find that under P for pleasure section?
Yeah. There's a big, long pleasure section. There's a kinky advent calendar.
What?
Comes with a paddle and handcuffs. And
what day is that? Or are those 2 days?
Restraint tape.
I just want to know what comes up on Christmas.
I know.
The sexy advent calendar.
There's special balms. There's a massage oil candle. The candle melts into massage oil. Yeah, she's got a lot of stuff on there.
She's into some stuff, man.
You're into that. Check it out. It's always weird when there's an ensemble, right? A group that you know and expect to see together. But then one person from the group breaks off and decides to go their own way. And that seems to be what's happening with the latest announcement. One Muppet Diva is going off on their own.
There's only one Muppet Diva, and that is Miss Piggy.
That is correct, sir.
She's breaking up with the band?
Well, Miss Piggy is getting a solo moment in a movie, a spotlight, if you will. It's very early stages at Disney, but Jennifer Lawrence made this announcement on Bowen Yang's La Culturista's podcast that she, Jennifer Lawrence, and Emma Stone are producing the movie. They're probably going to star in it, too, because Jennifer Lawrence said that it is so messed up that they haven't actually done a movie together and they're really good friends. So they wanted to find a project that they both could agree on.
Okay.
Miss Piggy was it.
It's a Miss Piggy movie.
Miss Piggy the movie. Working title.
No Kermit?
Maybe some Kermit, but it's about Miss Piggy. I don't know. That is all she gave us so far.
Gonzo?
Gonzo? You've got to have some other Muppets in it. It can't
Fozzie.
Just be Miss Piggy. Waka, waka, waka. And in other movie news, K-pop Demon Hunters, huge hit this summer, right? So naturally, when you have a big hit like that, come on, Netflix, you gotta crank out a sequel. And officially, I can tell you, K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is happening.
Yes!
Green lit. Good news. Bad news? It's not gonna be here till 2029.
No!
I know. Animated movies take a long time to make.
That's true.
So they don't even have a concept of what the sequel is going to be about. There's some process, right? There's songs that have to be included in it too. I do know that the two directors who did the original, Maggie Kang and Chris Appelhans, have agreed to do it. So at least you have some consistency there in vision.
Do you think maybe the genie's out of the bottle early on this? Like maybe have a song or two and a script and
I'd love a
then
concept.
Announce it?
I'd like a loose concept.
4 years is a lot of like, I better get working on this. 3 years go by. I better get working on
hey,
this.
Hey, I know me, and I'm not going to write this movie until the last second.
It's like my term papers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully they come up with something.
I think it's the right business decision. I just, maybe you made that announcement a little too soon. Just a little bit.
I want some plot details before I get too excited.
Because you wait too long. I'm looking at you, Squid Games. And then things like, oh, I really don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of lost me.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
A segment we call Punchline News.
The time has arrived. Time to swap the news stories that we have punched up just a little bit with a fun little punchline ending.
You've seen this before. They do this all the time on Weekend Update. Usually it's about the time they go into the Christmas break or going into the summer break. It's kind of a gift for the viewer. I kind of feel like Seth Meyers does this too. He lets his staff write punchlines for him and he doesn't know the stories.
Mm-hmm.
But because they wrote it, he can read it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's safe. You trust me, right?
I trust you.
Yeah.
Do you trust me?
No.
I just worry. It's a fun story. Regardless of the punchline, I love my story.
I do too.
Okay.
I love the story. Regardless of the punchline, yes.
All right. So, are you ready to swap
yes,
stories?
Here's mine.
Here's mine.
Okay.
Don't look at it. I'm handing it to you upside down.
Upside down.
Yes. Upside downsies.
Okay. Upside downsies.
Do you want me to go first?
After you, yes.
Okay. This is Morning Scramble Punchline News with Dance and Eric Hansen. A drunk man called emergency services in a small town in Germany, telling the operator that he did not know where he was. Based on preliminary investigations, police said that the man appeared to have fallen out of a pub window, possibly as a result of his alcohol intake.
You think?
And into the interior yard of the butcher shop next door. He subsequently gained entrance to the store, consumed several sausages, and then called police for help. Authorities say, yeah, this guy is the worst. Punchline news!
Well done. Well done.
This guy is the worst. Yes, the worst.
Yes?
Are you ready for your punchline news, Claire?
Hit me. Studying the wrong ancient Roman ruler gets Australian high school seniors out of a history exam. Teachers at 9 high schools in northeastern Australia discovered days before an ancient history exam that they had mistakenly taught their students about the wrong Roman ruler, Augustus Caesar, instead of his predecessor, Julius Caesar. The students in Queensland ended up being exempt from a statewide exam last Wednesday while the federal education minister investigated. Had the test taken place, it would amount to 25% of the students' grades for the year. In related news, an investigation has been opened looking into 9 elementary school cafeterias in the same region for mistakenly serving literal versions of popular food, including actual pigs in blankets, ants on logs, and S on a shingle.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
I'll order in the court. I'd like to order a pizza, please.
And we can agree. You and I both love a pepperoni pizza.
Who doesn't?
Oh, so good. It's just when that pepperoni pizza is served, how you gonna cut it?
Yeah, 2 options. You could go traditional, right, where you one line top to bottom, go side to side,
yep.
angle. You got a triangle. You got a pie slice. Slices, best way to describe that.
Exactly. Or you could think about it a different way and cut it up into squares.
Kind of a grid system.
Yeah.
Jody has submitted the case, which you, by the way, are always invited to do so. Scramble at KZIA.com. We'll take your debate to the air. We don't know Jody's preference. She just wanted us to ask you and ask us. Pizza, slices or squares?
What is our preference? Counselor?
Yes, counselor?
I have to say I am on the side of the slice.
Slice all the way.
Yes, it comes in a nice triangle. And did you know, if I learned nothing from my 4th grade egg drop project, triangles are the strongest shape. 3 sides locked into, you know,
harmony.
Position.
Yes.
They create a rigid structure. It is the strongest structure. Ergo, triangle, best shape for pizza.
Ergo.
Ergo. Pizza is also should be a handheld item. We're not debating that issue today, but you pick up a slice of pizza, like the crust is there like a natural handle. It is perfect handheld. If you don't have crust, like a square piece of pizza that has no crust anywhere, what are you supposed to do? No thanks. I'm not getting my hands all messy with all the toppings falling off into my hands. It is more efficient. It is better for the topping to crust ratio. If you're trying to make the pizza, it makes more sense. And then you have a nice handle there to hold the pizza. When you're cutting a circle, you get more pizza and more even shapes for everybody if you just cut it into those triangles. You try to cut it into a circle, into a square shape, you're going to get shapes of all different sizes. So annoying.
So uniformity is also part of your
uniformity
argument?
Uniformity wins.
Is that how you rest?
I rest.
Not only am I going to destroy your arguments, I'm going to make a bunch of people who are already on the slice side come over to the nice side.
You're going to steal slicers?
Slicers, come over to the squares, if you will, please. You are listening to the voice of the man who grew up in Washington, Iowa, enjoying a Dino's pizza every Sunday night, served only in squares. And there are so many more benefits to squares that I bet you even considered.
List one.
Number one, when you've got that pie shape, 9 times out of 10, as you go to pull that piece out of the box, that cheese sticks and that lower end of the pie that actually doesn't have as much rigid structure as you're supporting right now starts to fall. It's a little flaccid and all of your toppings fall back into the box.
Don't you talk about flaccid pizza.
I'll bring up flaccid pizza if I want to bring up flaccid pizza. Also, while you believe there's a better distribution of toppings, actually square is better because you're getting a concentration of toppings and it's not spread where half of your slice has no toppings, just cheese. And they're like, oh, there's a pepperoni. There's a pepperoni. Concentration of toppings. Number 3. It's easier to save. Small pieces are easier to put away in the fridge to go back and enjoy.
When
larger
have
pieces.
You ever wanted a small piece of anything?
If you have two or three or four at the same time, they're also stackable. If you wanted to do that, you can also stack the pieces and make a pizza sandwich. Can't really do that very well with yours. Let's go back to also your handle, the crust.
Yeah.
I know so many people who don't like crust.
The crust is a nature's breadstick.
I enjoy the crust as well. You enjoy the crust. But for crust haters, square is the way to go because 95% of what you're going to eat is cut into nice squares and you don't have to take the crust side. Take the heart of the pizza. It's the best. And the last piece I'll give you is just psychological. Squares are smaller. Doesn't feel as guilty. Doesn't feel as guilty. You probably had four more times squares than you had slices, but it, you know, they were smaller pieces. So there are so many more reasons why the square is beyond compare. Pizza cut in squares.
Square is beyond compare. Okay.
Come to my side.
Okay, do you want a slice of pizza or do you want a square of pizza? It is up to you, members of the jury. You have to decide this case for us. We do not agree.
Phone lines are open now. You call. You got to pick one.
You have to pick.
We can't take it. It depends. We can't take a both. Got to pick one because we got to move through all of those phone calls. First person to seven wins. What side are you on? Call now. Slices or squares?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Z102.9. Here we go. Jury in a hurry. Slices or squares?
Squares, definitely.
Squares, definitely?
Definitely.
Who are these people?
Hi, this is Jury in a hurry. How do you like your pizza? Slices or squares?
We're a car divided. The kids say,
triangle!
And I gotta back you up because you can't beat Dino's pizza. I go squares.
All right, the youth vote goes to Claire. The Washington vote goes to me, Dino's Pizza.
I believe
pizza.
In our future now.
It's Jury in a Hurry. Yep. Pizza, slices or squares? What do you say, caller?
Definitely squares.
Definitely squares.
Whoa.
3-1 right now. Back to the calls we go.
Slice is the traditional way. I'm surprised.
Jury in a Hurry, how you having your pizza, slice or square, caller?
The best pizza I've ever had, cut in squares. I'm going to say squares.
Squares, the best
square.
Pizza. It's that hometown pizza place that usually has them in squares,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm like, now that you say that, I think Leonardo's pizza is also squares.
Jury in a hurry, pizza for you, caller. Slices or squares?
Squares.
Oh, my goodness, Claire.
What is happening?
Claire, 5-1,
pizza
square.
Pizza is served in slices. Where are my slicers?
It's Jury in a Hurry. How you having your pizza, caller? Slices or squares?
Absolutely slices.
There's
Absolutely.
Your slicer.
Okay, thank you. I've been waiting for more slicers.
Claire, is that the, I guess, the start of a trend for some calls for you?
Gosh, I hope so. I need some more slice sense.
Jury in a Hurry, pizza cut squares or slices? What do you say, caller?
I think slices. I prefer slices.
Yes.
But I do have to input that the square cut is only good in thin crust pizza.
So going slices on the vote, offering an opinion on the thin, which
Thank
is a square, which you do
you.
See a lot.
Yeah, and she's got a point. As you were saying, you can't hold up that really
you
thin
guys,
crust.
Try a thick crust square. You'll love it. Jury in a Hurry, pizza cut in slices or squares. What do you say?
Gotta be squares.
Gotta be squares.
It's gotta be.
Oh,
Eric, you just need one more.
I only need one more. We're going to go to line number 4. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry, talking pizza cut square or slice?
Slice.
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 Back to Claire's
Woo!
Column we go. Up the phone chain here. Jury in a Hurry, pizza cut, slices or squares?
I'm going to make the best argument that both of you missed.
Which is?
Slices. Have you ever seen a Ninja Turtle hold a square pizza?
Amen, sister. Ninja Turtles
the Ninja
eat
Turtle
slices.
Argument.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles eat slices.
Claire moves within
oh
one
goodness.
Behind Dancing Eric Hansen. It is currently 5-6.
Back and forth.
Oh. Jury in a Hurry, pizza cut in slices or squares. What do you say?
Square pizza.
Square pizza? Did
yes.
I hear that right? Square?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
It. That's it.
Wow.
I take it.
Wow.
Thanks to that young
A baby.
I have taught the next generation of pizza eaters to eat it correctly, Claire. Squares.
Ooh,
it even rhymes with your name.
I think I'm going with the Ninja Turtle argument. Turtles don't eat squares.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.